Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company, I'd like to welcome all of you to our 2017 annual results presentation. This presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A session afterwards will be hosted by moderator and provided with consecutive interpretation. Please switch off your mobile phone and set it to the vibration mode during the presentation. May I introduce our management on the stage? Mr. Yang Jie, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Liu Ailey, President and COO. Mr. Gao Tongqing, Executive Vice President. Thank you for joining us today and hope you will find this presentation helpful. Now, let's welcome our chairman to present the company's performance in 2017. Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to meet you all and introduce the company's performance. Our presentation has three sections. First, I'll talk about the company's overall performance. Then Mr. Liu Ailey and Mr. Gao Tongqing will walk you through the business review and financials respectively. We have six key development highlights in 2017. One, revenue growth continued, profitability enhanced further. Two, innovative convergence achieved prominent results, business scale expanded rapidly. Three, step-up transformation accelerated, core corporate competitiveness boosted. Four, deepened reform and accelerated transformation, enhancing operational efficiency. Five, CapEx further declines with structure optimized continuously. Six, raised dividend to reward shareholders. Driven by mutually synergetic and continuous expansion of our five ecospheres, our company's results remained solid and healthy. In 2017, operating revenue amounted to renminbi 366 billion, up 3.9% YoY. Service revenue reached renminbi 331 billion, up 6.9% YoY. EBITDA margin was 30.9%, up 0.2 percentage points. Net profit was renminbi 19 billion, up 3.3% YoY. Our service revenue growth in 2017 accelerated from 5.6% in 2016 to 6.9% in 2017, surpassing industry average of 6.6%. Meanwhile, thanks to sound CapEx management and growth in EBITDA, our free cash flow turned positive in 2017 to renminbi 7.3 billion, forming a driving force to sustainable development in future. In 2017, all of our five ecospheres continued to expand rapidly in scale. The Intelligent Connections ecosphere maintained rapid expansion in subscriber scale, with 250 million mobile subs and 130 million wireline broadband subs by end of 2017, while revenue increased 4.7% YoY. Emerging business showed strong momentum with hefty growth in scale of smart family, new ICT application, internet finance and Internet of Things ecospheres. Smart family revenue was 6.8 billion RMB, up 42% YOY. New ICT application revenue was RMB 41 billion, up nearly 20% YOY. Internet finance MAU doubled YOY to 33 million, while growth of number of IoT connected devices doubled to over 44 million. Combined revenue of emerging business surged by 21.4% and share to service revenue increased 1.8 pp, showing how service ecologicalization boosted our business scales and improved our revenue structure. Proactively addressing shareholders' demand for returns and considering short-term capital need, the Board of Directors recommends a dividend raise of HK$0.01 to HK$0.115 per share to increase shareholders' returns. We'll determine dividend proposals depending on various situations and circumstances and strive for higher profit and ongoing value creation for shareholders. CapEx in 2017 was RMB 18.9 billion, down 8.4% YOY, the third consecutive year of decrease. CapEx budget for 2018 is RMB 75 billion, down 15.5% YOY, focusing on forging integrated edge for our networks. With increasing coverage of 4G and fiber networks, the share of related CapEx has been diminishing, while that of emerging business will increase properly to drive sustainable growth in their scale and revenue. In particular, for 4G, around 200,000 PTS will be added on necessity basis to improve quality, capacity, and user experience. And to support large data traffic business and VoLTE commercialization. Fiber investment is mainly on extending fiber coverage in new urban areas and rural areas and government corporate access and on demand-oriented deployment of GBPS broadband so as to enhance access network edge, also on strengthening end-to-end quality edge by cloud network coordination. We'll invest more in emerging businesses with efficiency centralized building of innovative business platforms of cloud, IDC, CDN, big data, IoT, etc. We've been proactively executing speed upgrade and tariff reduction measures. We'll mitigate impact by accelerating step-up transformation, promoting the convergence of information technology and government services, social administration, livelihood assurance and other areas, boosting growth of smart family, IoT, IDC, cloud and other emerging businesses to create new growth drivers and models, and pursuing cost reduction and efficiency upgrade. In 2017, we ceased charging handset domestic long-distance and roaming fees on the 1st of September, a month ahead of schedule. Prompted by robust price elasticity, data traffic and average access bandwidth surged at greatly reduced handset data and broadband unit tariffs. In 2018, we'll continue to roll out relevant measures to further promote information consumption. Wireline broadband unit price dropped by 37%, while 4G DOU increased by 96%. On 5G, we have been proactively exploring business models based on application and closely tracking and deeply engaged in standard development and setting. Deployment will be progressive and benefit-oriented, and on the basis of 4G, 5G coordination with precision investment. In 2017, outdoor trial was conducted in 6 pilot cities. In 2018, we will continue outdoor trials on technology, terminals and application in 12 cities. We expect commercial trial in 2019 and full commercialization in 2020. We've carried out nationwide reforms for years in which the reform of the three-dimensional interdriven forces of subdividing performance evaluation units, top-down service support system, and professional operation achieved significant results in building marketized operation mechanism and efficient organization. Driven by step-up transformation strategy, our reform deepening program entered a new phase after rapid advancement in supply-side structural reform and reforms in human resources, resource allocation, mixed ownership, innovation system and auxiliary system. The execution of these reform measures will help us break bottlenecks in systems and mechanisms, innovate operation management models, fully activate all factors and facilitate step-up transformation. Looking forward, by seizing opportunities from supply-side structural reform, cyber power, digital China, smart society and other national blueprints, and tech advancements such as A, B, C, D, E, HI, and 5G, and with open cooperation in mind, we'll build ecosystem teachers. And with open cooperation in mind, we'll build ecosystem churches by synergies with partners, open platform and capability complementation with an aim to actively accelerate step-up transformation, i.e. network intelligentization, service ecologicalization, and operation intellectualization, and complete the three key missions of strengthening infrastructure, deepening application convergence and enhance total factor productivity so as to achieve the three ultimate goals of building cyber power, a first-class enterprise, and better lives. In 2017, our persistence in corporate governance was widely recognized. In particular, we've been awarded Asia's most honored company for 7 years in a row and the best of Asia icon on corporate governance for 5 years in a row, testifying our excellence in this area, which is on par with leading global standard. We are truly grateful for the long-time interest and support of every analyst and fund manager. I'll now pass the time to Mr. Liu Aili for the business review in 2017. Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'll now discuss the business performance in 2017. This table shows the revenue breakdown and changes, and I'll go through in details. In 2017, subscriber growth showed strong momentum. Mobile subs net add was 35 million, doubled YOY. Wireline broadband and e-surfing HD IPTV subs net add were 10 million and 24 million respectively. Both increased YOY. In a year, we've further enriched convergence offerings with flexible packages catering different targeted markets, which effectively mitigated fierce competition and was instrumental in subscale growth acceleration. Bundling rates steadily increased, with triple play penetration being 52%, up 6 pp from end June 2017, while mobile bundling rate was 56%, up 3 pp from end June 2017. With emphasis on scale development, our mobile business scale growth accelerated with new breakthroughs. In 2017, mobile service revenue was RMB 154 billion, up 11.7% YOY, faster than 2016. Mobile and 4G ARPU were RMB 55.1 and 65.5 respectively. Mobile subs market share continued to expand by 1.4 pp, while 4G market share expanded 2.1 pp to 18.1%. Ongoing beef up in content offerings effectively boosted demand for applications and facilitated data and information consumption. In 2017, handset internet access revenue surged 33.1% to RMB 91 billion and became a key revenue source. Data traffic growth accelerated to 182%, while 4G DOU almost doubled to 2 GB. During the year, wireline service revenue maintained solid growth, up 3% YOY, in which broadband access revenue was RMB 77 billion, while broadband ARPU was RMB 49.8. Firmly pursuing broadband speed up, we continued promoting 100 Mbps fiber broadband service to enhance subscribers' end-to-end experience. Nearly half subscribers enjoyed 100 Mbps bandwidth, and average access bandwidth was 73 Mbps. Our fiber network edge is the bedrock of our convergence business. Our IPTV business, eSurfing HD, showed rapid growth with revenue up 34.4% YOY, underpinning the value of our fiber network. In 2017, Smart Family, new ICT application, internet finance, and IoT ecospheres achieved solid development. For Smart Family, we expanded product portfolio and stepped up promoting applications such as smart home networking, family cloud, webcam surveillance, and smart speaker. Family cloud business gained over 10 million subscribers in the first year of debut. Aiming at differentiation, we actively propelled the internet finance business, leveraging Best Pay to drive subscale. Best Pay GMV increased by 53% YOY in the year. Meanwhile, Best Pay also promoted further growth of mobile subscale. We promoted the new ICT application ecosphere with full force, focusing on the convergence smart application service integrating three technologies, namely communications technology, information technology, and big data technology. In 2017, new ICT application revenue grew 20% YOY, in which IDC, cloud, and big data revenues grew 20%, 62%, and 88% respectively, showing strong momentum. In a year, backed by the first mover advantage in MBIoT, we rapidly expanded IoT connected devices scale and IoT revenue growth more than doubled. After years of planning and construction, the three superior networks have formed our core competitive edge. In fiber area, we built the world's largest FTT network with full residential fiber coverage in cities, towns and villages, while FTTH home pass coverage reached 96% and more than 150 cities are GBPS ready. In mobile area, we leveraged the 800 MHz refarm to build the first nationwide FDD 4G full coverage network with 1.17 million 4G BTS and population coverage over 98%. We also built the world's first full coverage commercial MBIoT network. We deployed cloud resources extensively and basically completed network-wide unified cloud infrastructure with 82% of business platforms being cloud-based. Well-defined initiatives and proper measures led to our solid results in 2017. We will continue to cement the foundation of intelligent connection to expand scale and boost value by convergence and to persistently foster smart family, new ICT application, IoT and internet finance ecospheres to realize value-adding subscale expansion. In N217, we acquired satellite communications business to build new competitive edge by offering differentiated services such as satellite mobile telecommunications, marine broadband, in-flight internet access, and satellite IoT. In 2018, we will actively respond to fierce competition and other challenges and step up subscale development. Mobile subs net add target is 40 million. 4G subs net at 60 million, wireline broadband subs net at 10 million, e-surfing HD subs net at and IoT connected devices net at 20 million and 60 million respectively. We'll continue to intensify effort in growing smart family, new ICT application, internet finance and IoT ecospheres and raise their revenue contribution, strive to maintain healthy service revenue growth and to increase corporate value. I'll now pass the floor to Mr. Gao Tongqing from Financial Performance in 2017. Thank you, Mr. Liu. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll now go through the financial performance of our company in 2017. The table shows the revenue breakdown and the respective changes with details as follows. In 2017, our cost structure further optimized, with OPEX accounting for 92.6% of operating revenue, up 0.3 ppy YoY. D&A up 1.2 ppy YoY, mainly due to changes of the accounting depreciable lives of certain fixed assets, leading to increase in depreciation expenses by RMB 4 billion and high CAPEX in recent years. Network op expense up 1.7 ppyoy, mainly due to increased tower leasing fee and maintenance costs for enhancing network capability and quality. Cost of terminals sold and others dropped 2.4 ppyoy, mainly due to change in business approach, leading to substantial decrease in cost of terminals sold. Higher resource utilization efficiency supported business scale growth in 2017. In particular, network op costs increased 10.4% YoY to RMB 104 billion, but only 7.4% YoY excluding tower leasing fees, showing effective cost growth management. Selling expense increased 5.43% YoY in line with subscale growth. The company recently expanded tower leasing scale to cement mobile network edge, as at end 2017, released 660,000 towers, 50,000 more than end 2016, and 730,000 will be leased by end 2018. Overall tower sharing ratio in 2017 was 70%, 4PP up YOY, while newly leased tower sharing ratio was 91%. The tower leasing supplemental agreement entered with tower company in February 2018 is conducive to the company's sustainable healthy development in future. Efficiently centralized capital management effectively reduced interest-bearing debt. Total debt down by 7.2% to RMB 104 billion. Total debt to total capitalization was 24.3%, 2 PP lower than end 2016. Net debt to EBITDA was 0.8 times, down 0.09 times YOY. Capital structure remained healthy to support sustainable development. IFRS 15 came into effect on the 1st January 2018. Our service revenue and handset subsidy are to be reduced, agency commission to be amortized, and net profits is also to be impacted. We want to stress that the new standard is merely a change in accounting treatment, and there is limited impact to our business development trend and momentum. We already have measures in place, like changing sales and marketing model by reducing reliance on handset subsidy to ensure all of our business maintain healthy growth. Operation intellectualization is essential for enhancing operational management efficiency. In 2017, we kept refining the corporate core by promoting the use of big data to drive intellectual operation for precision sales and marketing, service, network operation and management, so as to increase operational efficiency and create more corporate value. This concludes our presentation of today. Thank you.